Welcome into episode 18. All right, so our heroes just walked into a cave up to their waists. Maybe some may say even nipples in water, depending on the height.
Tatas.
Of the creatures. Yeah, tatas in water. And out from the darkness walks a lone elderly female. Says, yes, you finally come. You all recognize her. Well, not you all. Sorry.
I was going to say, two of us do.
Mel and Bash recognize her as Ara, the leader of the Azarketti.
Oh, Clam's love.
Yeah, Clam's buddy.
Can Bash walk up and try?
the two people that don't talk.
Bash is going up and trying to give her a hug.
Oh.
That's very sweet.
Bash walks up, her arms stretch wide.
You notice the dried mucus from Clam?
He does not.
I would love to think there's just a face imprint of a gnome, but the nostrils and the eyes.
This has been days, guys. She's washed herself.
Yeah, she's done her laundry.
She's nipples deep in water.
Nobody washes ceremonial robes.
Well, your nipples deep. She's about thigh deep.
Yeah.
She's quite a bit taller.
But big hug.
Thank you. Good.
Just really warm embrace. Ara.
Bash needs it.
Ara is a great hugger. Just like the good grandma hug.
Does she say anything to him?
Child.
Does Bash have any involuntary tears that drop?
Absolutely.
It's okay.
He's just melting into the arms.
That's very sweet.
I was almost going to say come child, but I know that's a trigger.
Yeah, I know. Don't do that.
All right. So her and Bash are hugging. She gently rests her cheek on the top of Bash's head.
Mel walks over and asks her, what are the Azarketti doing down here?
We saw the party approaching, and we came and hid. The only place we knew would truly hide us. We can sink down very deep into the water. And we knew they would never come for us, never find us here.
Well, hello there, ma'am. Name's Tal.
Hey.
Short for Tal Garai, of course. What on earth are you talking about?
What? Of course. I love that he had the... That's a perfect... You sound like Ricky Bobby. It's amazing.
I love that Tal is like SEC football coach.
Yes.
And it makes me so happy.
Yes. It is an amazing character, amazing acting.
I just need to figure out how to get you to say program instead of program.
Yeah, yeah,
and then I'll be happy.
Yeah, yeah. Shorten your vowel sounds into like grunts.
I'll work on it.
Sorry, what did Tal ask?
I asked what is she talking about? What's going on here? Why are they hiding?
She's a little put back.
Absolutely.
From you. Not sure if she recognizes you or not, but...
He's used to that. Everybody shies away from demon blood.
We were hiding from the...
Mel interjects and says, look, I know you weren't probably expecting us to come down here, but we saw that group of people too, and Tal here helped us clear camp out of everyone that was there.
The camp is clear?
Yes.
Oh, my dear, you were scared of those guards.
Yes, 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 yes.
They were a nasty bunch. But now we have their drinks and treats and everything's merry. Come on out and you can have share in the bonbons.
She looks to Mel. Can I trust him?
I think you can trust him. He's proven himself helpful.
Bash is still hugging her leg.
Mm-hmm.
She pats Bash in the head.
I feel like I should introduce myself as well. Why am I doing the southern accent now?
Everybody wants to be an SEC football
it's
coach.
Gone on.
I feel like I ought to introduce myself.
Me and my family.
God damn it. I'm going to have to spend a minute to like refocus my fucking accent.
Do you have a catchphrase?
Use that. Alistair Crumb. There we go.
Leghorn Havidyad.
Leghorn
Pockhorn Havidyad. Mad Duncan. I'm smart.
Wicked hot.
Alistair Crumb. Okay. I feel like I ought to introduce myself as well. God damn it, I did it again.
I can't escape it.
well, I do say.
I say.
Foghorn Leghorn.
It truly is, honestly. I blame Jordan. And also the whiskey. my name's Alistair, and I passed by your camp earlier, but I didn't stop in, and I tried to make myself unknown to you.
Well, Alistair, it's nice to meet you.
You as well.
It sounds like you still have the artifact with you. Have you made any progress there?
We have. We have discovered a ritual that we think can bring back the trapped souls inside of it.
Including our sons and daughters. And she gestures to behind herself. And you can start to see the Ezarketti walk, some waist deep, some knee deep in water.
Now hold on there, fine lady. Before you bring the children up close, I understand you don't trust me, but my friends here will back me up. Before you bring them close, you need to understand, we need a jar of blood, and it has to be Ezarketti blood. But no one needs to be harmed. It could be freely given, but the ritual needs a jar of blood, and I just want to get that out of here before the young ears come up close.
You need... What? Why do you need my
Mel,
blood?
Could you explain this? I was worried about the children.
Yeah. So the ritual that we saw, we have to go to a distant island, and in the vision that I had, they were pouring the water from the compass and Ezarketti blood to complete the ritual. And once that happened, then the souls were pouring out of the compass.
Roll a... what is it? Persuasion?
I think diplomacy would be...
Diplomacy, yeah. Sorry. I'm thinking Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah, I know. I gotcha.
Does anyone have a better diplomacy?
I can try it.
What did I roll, Mark?
I can do it.
A 10.
A 10.
Hang on, mine's really good.
22 for Bash.
Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Oh, dang.
Because Bash looks up with the soft eyes.
Which is a 27 adjusted.
Mine's okay. 16.
So Matt, Mel says, "We need your blood," and she recoils a little bit, like lets go of Bash. The hug is officially stopped. Says, "You need what?" One of you that rolled higher want to?
Yeah. So Alice is going to step in and say, "I know it seems a lot to ask, especially since I know what's been sacrificed in the creation of this despicable object, but." I'm afraid we're going to have to ask for more if we're going to make what was wrong right again.
Do you need our blood right now or someone to go with you?
From my understanding, from what Mel has told me, we just need a sample that we can use at the ritual on the different island.
We will only take this willingly.
Yeah, we won't. We're not here to force it. We'll drop this as soon as you say no.
And you swear to me that you will bring my kin back.
Anybody who does not mean us or you harm that comes out of that compass will be brought back to you. On my honor.
Oh, okay. Aura opens her vest slightly, pulls a small dagger out.
Hey, quick, towel!
Yeah, he pops the cork of a whiskey, finishes the last swig of it, holds it over to him. Here you go, my darling.
I knew I could count on the lush.
Here you go, my darling.
makes a small incision in her forearm, jabs the dagger in, holds it over the jar.
Here, let me get it close.
And fills up about a quarter of the jar. She says, do you think that will be enough?
Well, what do you think?
I think that will do.
Puts the cork back in and puts it in his stash.
You hear the Ezarketti kind of mumble behind her. It's okay. It's okay.
Bash, treat that wound.
No.
Not, did you really?
It's a one.
Oh my gosh!
What is wrong with you?
Guy, why did you ask him? I can heal.
I was trying to do redemption.
We don't need him to do that.
I was trying to do redemption.
Quick, roll a reflex and see if you can get there first.
Yeah, can I strum my lute as fast as he starts shoving moss in somebody's arm?
No, the deed is already done. Bash reaches out his finger and just jams his stubby little finger into the knife wound that Aura has just created.
Okay, roll a 1d8. Roll a 1d8. You have to roll a 1d8 now.
Yeah, for damage you're inflicting on her. She goes,
Seven. Jesus Christ. Didn't even roll.
Well, you're supposed to roll it, not throw it.
Okay. What the heck's the difference?
Well, okay.
Mel pushes Bash away.
Yeah, yeah. We all apprehend Bash.
What the hell, Mudman?
And Tal's going to pull out his loot.
How do you roll so many ones?
Wait, before Tal does that.
Oh, God. We're going to have to slaughter all the Ezra.
No, we're not fighting. I'm not fighting. I'll die before I hurt one.
Well, all you right. already hurt one.
Yeah, but that was an accident.
The nearest Azarketti to Bash.
Also, I let Bash do it because he's familiar.
Oh yeah,
that was part of the reason why.
Such a bad decision.
Why he's got a? What's your nature score?
It doesn't matter. He rolls one every time. Who cares?
Well, my nature's eight. My medicine's eight.
Right. Nature. You have natural healing, so your nature score is actually technically better than my medicine score.
You're not understanding. Yeah. I understand perfectly. Bonuses mean nothing.
Correct. If I had rolled anything but a one, it wouldn't have been that bad.
So the nearest Azarketti to Bash pulls his trident and the. He sees a finger go in, his leader scream, pulls his trident from his back, and jabs it right into Bash's ribcage. For a 20.
What's Bash's AC?
I mean, my AC is 20.
Okay, so that's a hit. All right.
Jeez, here goes Bash dying again.
So that is 10 piercing damage.
He deserves this one.
All right. Call your man off. Call your man off.
Before you say that, Aura is like, and he looks contrite to you, pulls a trident back out, and stands there almost like a trained soldier in a militia.
Yeah.
And like bows his head, trident right up next to his chest.
I mean, what do you guys think? That was fair. I mean, I would have stabbed the bastard too.
Yeah, well, you know, Bash has got his flaws. He has not been perfect when it comes to healing. Apologies, Aura.
Don't you dare ever come at me with a finger, my man.
His natural methods are, at best, hit or miss.
Unique.
Bash, roll diplomacy.
Oh, God, one of his best, I bet.
It is excellent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm an expert, actually.
What?
What is it?
It's a 5.
It's a 5, so 15.
15.
Oh, okay, not horrible.
She pats you Bash on
but
the head.
Still, like, not a great roll.
And she's
that's
like...
That's what I was doing.
Ah, little one. Maybe you need some more training on the healing.
Or Tal.
Yeah, Tal's going to pull out his loot, and he's going to lean in close to Aura. And he's going to say,
sweet lady, If you were a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is to shade you and be my leaves. And she gets, what is it? It's 12 health.
12 health. Ah.
You see, we just see the wound magically knit together. All the blood kind of stops flowing.
You are a kind one. She touches your horns, and they, like, they go from red to blue for the moment while her hands are off them, on them. And then her hand pulls down.
He does a Jim Carrey.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
That was exactly Jim Carrey.
That was the mask.
Holy. Lady, you gotta be careful what you're touching there. Oh, dear.
The pen I hold in my hand is royal blue.
Oh, man. I love that movie. All right.
Well, boys, Mel, we have what we need to take these people back to camp. Let's get on that boat. I think that Tato stew might still be warm.
Well, yeah, I think we have everything we need.
Aura, is there anything else you people need from us while we're here?
Did you say a boat?
Yeah, my lady, there's a boat that that's what the guards came over on, and there's a crew on there, but they're mostly just workers, not guards. The chef and sailors, deckhands, things like that.
If you need a vessel, we have a few hidden in these caves.
Would you would they be accommodating for a full man crew?
I imagine it would suit you much better. We set them up for our small fishing parties to feed our village. They have a great side mountain. These, like, ballista harpoons.
Do you have any men that could come with us? I'm not sure if we feel comfortable sailing.
Despite having grown up in the puddles, I'm not much of a seafarer.
Yeah. We got two street rats and a...
I grew up in a cave.
A cave.
Disciple. Street rats and a disciple of darkness and a mudman.
Tal?
No, hold on. The mudman prophecies.
Tal, roll me a diplomacy.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
I forget what my bonus is. Ooh, that's only, well, 18.
18. She turns over her shoulder. And two Ezrakardi men step forward. She says, she looks to Mel. Again, reaching her hand in her cloak, pulls out a small pebble, whispers something in the Ezrakardi language as she's rubbing it with her slender fish-like fingers. She's like, you there, bearer of the compass, I'm going to give this to you so you can help communicate and translate with our men. She reaches out the stone and drops it into Mel's hands. And suddenly, Mel can understand the Ezrakardi language.
Oh,
hey. All right. There we go.
Nice.
Without the intelligence bonus, amazing.
Okay, that stone, though, does trigger something in Bash's memory. And so he wants to express to the group, he wants to ask more about Rogor. Okay, so he just says, blue rock. To see if, you know, she knows what, if the Rogor is valuable or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's hoping somebody can be his mouthpiece.
What in the hell is the Mudman talking about now?
He's talking about what the Dwaga that we encountered were mining. That seems to be part of the magical constituent parts of this compass.
I missed that part of the story.
Yeah, well, we didn't, it was a dark part of our trek here.
Was this before or after Clam got sucked into the compass?
It was, just before. We tortured a lot of souls, killed others, and freed some slaves along the way.
D- Did Clem get a look at this blue rock?
He sure did.
Did he take any samples?
He was more focused on the son he had adopted 40 minutes earlier.
That sounds exactly like Clem. And I assume it was a gnome.
It was indeed, yes.
And I assume this gnome was ostracized.
Well, only insofar as Clem was akin to killing his father.
I would love to hear more about this so, later, but let's continue.
Ostracized by Clem and these two.
So tell me, what's Mudman interested in here with this blue stones?
That's a good question. Ara, do you have any idea what he's asking about?
The Rogor. You see, it's some in our village. I know the Duergar. They are obsessed with it. You'll notice there's something special about this island. Everything here has a certain magic to it, and we attribute it to the blue magic particles in the Rogor, but it's the substance that can specially harness magical substances. You'll notice your artifact there, I'm sure, has Rogor in it.
What about this hammer? We picked up this hammer from one of the slave drivers. Could you potentially identify this for us?
Yes, this is covered and is mostly Rogor. It's an earthbreaker.
Oh.
But not only that, a very special earthbreaker. It has stunning properties when smashed into the ground. Who's ever wielding it can use it to stun those around him or herself.
In, mechanically speaking, a 5-foot radius?
Mechanically speaking, all creatures within a 15 feet radius may make a basic reflex save against a 42 DC.
Oh, Mel, would this be something you'd be interested in?
Definitely.
Well.
I've seen many like this before. Not of this fine of quality, though.
You're better off with it than I. I'm going to go ahead and give that to you.
It's two actions and your map applies.
So wait, how do you do that? Is it instead of minus five, it's like minus two for two actions?
Yes, or if you acted before, if you did one attack before, it would take a minus five.
Oh, sure.
Bash yeah. says, A for Ara.
Ah, yes. Very good, young little one. She pats you on the head.
Well, another thing I've been meaning to ask is, you as Arkady, as I came to understand you at the community you've got in the puddles, quite the craftsman, yeah?
Yes. Well, we've been working at this craft for many years.
I was wondering if we might be able to strike a trade. You guys open for that sort of thing?
I'm all ears.
I've got this geode that I'm not quite sure how it fits in for me, but it might be worth something to you. Was wondering if you might be able to trade for an upgrade on my weapon here.
Alistair hands her a Trinity geode, I assume. Her eyes go big. She, again, talks over her shoulder. Mel translates.
She's bringing...
I love making him guess at the subtitles.
She's calling forth her expert.
That's probably dead on.
No, that was as good as it's going to get.
And as Arkady...
I would have been like, her ass hurts.
As Arkady, lady with very long braids, looks at your weapon, has another stone that she's pulled from the cave floor here, starts chanting something. Her hands are on it. The blade starts to glow blue, and hands it back to you. What you have here is a striking rune.
Ooh. Well then, he kind of like twirls it around and does a little whip, like kind of like stupid douchey weapon tricks. But he's just like, wow, that does feel nice.
The
much appreciated.
Crafting lady goes.
She thinks that you look quite like a douche. Spinning your weapons around like that.
Well, I have no options but to take your word for it.
Only Aura laughs. But you could tell she's trying to hide her laughter from you and from her worker.
All right. Well, I feel like the name that given to this weapon colloquially in the Puddles fits now. It was called the Pride of the Puddles, and now I feel like it really might be.
Seems fitting for this place as well. She gestures to all the water on the cave floor.
Yeah, well, you do have something in common, don't we?
Taps you on the shoulder.
We do that kind of like distance grapple where we kind of
touch
like,
each other. We like want to hug, but don't really
want to
hug.
We're not like shoulder to shoulder, but we're like arm to arm.
Yes. All right. And
can I ask a question?
Yes.
How long does my horn stay blue, or is it just a moment?
Just while she was touching it.
Yeah, instantaneous, okay. And then gone.
Okay. Yeah.
Gives you the shivers.
Yeah.
You got Ed Sheeran in that rock and roll? Shivers?
No. Jesus.
That's outside his range.
That's not rock and roll. That's auto-tuned bullshit.
Oh.
No, he's... No.
It's not rock and roll. I do agree.
I'm just kidding.
Ed Sheeran tried to kill the metal, but he failed. He was smite down.
My father ate him.
All right, so... well, here's the other question Alistair has for Aura, real quick.
This boat of yours... I don't know how many people are going to come out of this compass if we achieve our goals. Can it accommodate?
Well, now that's a great point. How many people... How long has this been going on?
We have no idea.
Aura does. She was there. Oh. According to you.
I was going to say, you don't know that. I was gonna say that.
I filled in the blank. All right, fuck you.
That's right, she was there, wasn't she?
Yeah, she mentioned when she originally told you guys it was like 60 to 80 years ago.
That's sure.
Right. Her memory is a little hazy, but.
How often was this?
How many of your people were captured in this thing?
I'd say.
What were their names?
10 to 20.
I'm sorry.
If you didn't, I was right there with it. I was just waiting for you to finish, like, to finish his thought.
I love that this has become a rolling joke, by the way.
Oh my gosh. I did not name them. You got me, guys. You got me.
Her children don't have names.
No, hold on. Her kid was used as a sacrifice. Yeah. They weren't all
You're
her
right.
children.
They died.
Yeah. There were 10 to 20 that we lost in battle that day.
Do we have enough boats to be able to bring them back if necessary? Necessary. Fuck.
We could send some rowboats. Also, my people are great swimmers. We could...
Well, this communication device, how does it work?
Which communication? The one I gave the...
Oh, so that just literally makes him fluent.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it's like range.
It's not like a radio. Okay.
No.
It's a cell phone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that exists. Things like that exist.
It's a Nokia beep and talk.
Yeah. Those were by far where we peaked as a society, by the way. Sprint PCS walkie-talkie phones.
Really?
Nextel walkie-talkie phones was the best.
Yeah, that would have been sweet.
Now, hang on. You fellas told me that the gnome in Otari was putting people into here. How many could she have put into this?
That's what I'm not sure about, is how many that we want out are going to come out versus how many we don't want.
I don't even know if we can control that.
Right.
We'll have to see.
Mel, do you know how far this island is away Is it possible we could take multiple trips?
I think so. Or more boats could follow.
Yeah, I'm calling back to the ritual Mel would know, and it is not far.
Okay.
Okay.
Like day, like time wise, how many like hours, days, etc.?
It's maybe a day or two sail.
Okay.
So you could, yeah, you could take trips.
Okay. Well.
Well,
I say we take what we're given and we play it by ear. And then, you know, we can always send the boat back for more if we need it.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss that potato stew, but let's get on this boat and let's go.
Ara, one little tip is right around the seashore, there is another Leviathan, bigger than the one you guys had trapped before. And it's got some younglings. I don't know if that's of interest to you, but might be worth looking into.
Did you make it into their nesting grounds?
One of us did. He looks at Bash.
Well, kind of like you saw his healing abilities here on your arm.
Yeah.
He got himself tangled up into their belly and took a ride. Right outside of the belly.
He actually grabs...
We had to cut a hole.
You walked right into their nest?
He grabs Bash's arm. He grabs Bash's arm and just pulls his sleeve up and goes, look at these teeth marks. I patched this all up last night. It's such a hack job, but
Bash goes,
I did the best I could.
C for cloaca.
We haven't got a C yet, Bash. Don't get ahead of your teacher. Slaps him.
I mean, you really should have seen it. It was hilarious. We had Bash in there. He got swallowed in. And then Mel's like, hey, I'll go for a ride too.
We as Aketi have been here many years. We know better than to walk directly into their nesting grounds and try and ride them like a camel.
No, you're not understanding. He went inside. And we popped him out, but it was just a gnome hole. And then when Mel went in, it was just like one leg sticking out. And Alistar was like, oh, I think I could pull him. I was just like, what is happening?
Oh, that is quite a trip.
It's like watching a hot dog come through a hole in a watermelon.
Cannot say I've ever seen that before, Alistar.
You never grew up in the puddles, did you?
We don't do hot dogs through watermelons in Magnemar.
Oh, that is a pastime for us. They are called watermelon races. Anybody who can get a hot dog to go through a watermelon the fastest is the winner. Figure like the Pinewood Derby. But for losers.
Are they only allowed to use their teeth?
No. I don't even know what they use. Fingers, I think. Just a bunch of guys beating watermelons with their fingers.
Aura raises. As Alistar does the hand motion... Aura raises her eyebrows, again motions to her two men, and
by the way, the hand motion would be the worst fingering experience anyone's ever had.
It's like a pile driver.
Yeah,
firm,
no, seriously,
firm,
yeah.
Stiff fingers.
Yeah.
And then the two Azarketti walk off in another direction in the caves.
The two that are gonna do the boats with us?
You assume so, yeah.
Oh, well,
so basically we got a...
Let's go.
If I'm understanding it right, we got kind of a pilot and a gunner. Because you said there's ballistas on the boat?
Yep.
Okay, yep.
Perfect.
All right, boys. I've got the blood, and there's our sailors. Let's hit it.
I'm ready.
Let's get our scientists back.
All right. And the Azarketti leads you through a series of tunnels to a wider open chamber that is nothing like the movie Moana.
Which leads me to believe it might be.
Were you watching Moana this week?
Where these Azarketti have
I have never seen that one.
That's a good one.
I've heard it's solid, and I have not watched it.
So.
Oh, well.
Well, it was definitely my idea first that
Jordan hates it.
They have ships hidden within the caves. And so the Ezra Kedi lower one into one of these cavern rivers and motion for you to come aboard.
It said, Bash, stop playing with yourself. Get on board.
I just grabbed my crotch and shit a little bit.
I was going to say, is Bash continually doing the Jackson's crotch grab?
Does it still have mud all over it?
I don't know that it ever did.
He was nips deep in water.
Kept splattering me every time you were shaking that thing.
I think he washed himself off in the water.
Oh, certainly. It's less muddy than it was.
Sure. Yeah, so we all get in.
All right, you push out. These Ezra Kedi, one is at the back of the boat, one is rowing the oars. There's a small sail they haven't let up yet. And then you see on the boat two ballistas, one on each side that look like harpoon guns for catching things like Leviathan or whales, things to feed their village. There's also a smaller harpoon gun at front and back, kind of like a glorified crossbow on both front and back. Looks like it's got a little more range of motion. And then oars at the sides. One starts paddling. One stands at the back with the rudder. The one at the rudder starts yelling at you four.
This is a new fun game.
We all look at Mel in turn.
Every single one of us around the table looks at Mel. And we wait for him to interpret.
Said, Tal, get your tail out of the water. You're not doing anything.
Well, hang on now. I can help.
Oh,
I
God damn it. I just almost had a spit take from that. Right when I was drinking. I did not see
Alistair,
that.
You're on the oar. And, Bash, you take the other one. And I'll stand here and translate.
All right, I'm not a professional. Pull the tail out. It's just a habit, you know? He likes to...
I get it. It feels good.
Wait, did you put Bash in the ballista?
No, I'm on an oar.
He would make...
Yeah, I know. They're kind of worthless, but...
I love this so much.
It's the best idea ever.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Mel gets his own personal dialogue without us...
I kind of want to design an entire TTRPG where the GM just makes weird noises and you have to interpret.
And one character. No, just one character at a time.
Yeah.
Maybe not the same one every time, but one at a time gets to just say whatever the fuck they want.
You're navigating through this cavern, really tight turns. They're aggressively calling to each other, moving a lot around on the boat a lot, even pushing it.
Correcting our mistakes.
Yes, even pushing oars against the cave wall to redirect the ship.
Yeah.
So they're not just in the water each time, and it starts to get lighter and lighter, and then suddenly you burst out into the open sea, and you're on the water. Anything you're going to do or say to each other? One of the Ezra Kedi reaches down to the main mast and starts playing with the sails.
How many of the ballistas are being manned at this point?
None are. They're just sitting there. They're both loaded.
And how many oars are available? I'm sorry, I missed that. Two? Four?
There'd be four on each side.
So, okay, eight total. Okay. So it's necessary for us all to be rowing, basically, at this point in time.
That would help, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, did they put a sail up? Is that what he was doing on the...
He's putting a sail up, yeah.
Okay. Is it catching wind?
Yeah, it's... blowing full.
All right.
Catching wind.
Hey, Mel. Been thinking about this compass. Every time I hear Clam, I'm wondering, do you think he can hear us? What if we yell really loud into that thing? Think it's like a two-way kind of deal?
Now you're thinking like an SEC coach. Sorry.
All we've ever heard is screams. Never any more communication than that.
Have you tried?
We have not. Maybe you can swing one of your sweet songs into it.
That's what I was wondering. I can get pretty loud. Well, maybe that's for a secondary trial. Let's keep on this path.
A fog raises on the water. Cloudy skies blurring out the sun, losing daylight, looks like it's going to storm a little bit. Mel and Bash didn't notice this on the way sailing to this island, but you do notice it now. Mel, if you look at the compass, the direction is pointing straight ahead of the ship, but there seem to be teams of ocean life just below the water, following alongside, or maybe trying to get on. You don't know, but there's a lot. You can see too many shark fins. Mel has a unnatural fear of going in the water ever since his incident. Remember, Mel didn't know.
He did
really
almost become Oscar Pistorius.
Yes. That joke I got.
Yes.
Wow.
I got one.
Without the murder?
No. Well, yeah. We don't know yet.
No, he did.
That came
he
down
did.
The road. No. That came down the road.
So, Mel, you have a unnatural fear of falling off. Remember, you didn't really see. It was dark. It was storming. You just got bit by some massive creature, took a ton of damage, climbed back on the boat. You got a natural fear of falling in the water. Bash, you have a natural fear now of these bigger creatures. If you're seeing any, might freak you out a little.
Does Mel feel at all like this compass and his like possession of it could control these creatures? Like what we were purported that Tamley could do?
No, he's not feeling like they could. He's feeling like...
It's drawing them.
It's drawing them, yeah. Or the direction is drawing them. Everybody give me a perception.
I'm rolling on the app now because my dice have failed me.
21.
Oh, you failed your dice.
28.
25. 28 as well.
28. All right. Peering through the mist, you see the slight glint of a flame in the distance and sun shining off what would be polished bone or metal. There's another ship headed your direction.
Shit. God damn it. Sea combat. All right. Alistair, seeing this as early as he would say, "Man the ballistas! There's another ship out there. We can't trust them. Ranger! Get on the crossbows."
Why are you always asking him for help?
Because he's the best archer we got.
I haven't seen him do anything helpful.
Well, you haven't been around long enough. Just chill the fuck out.
Fair enough now. Hang on. We don't even know if this is an enemy.
All right.
It behooves us to pretend it's an enemy for the time being. Until proven otherwise.
All right.
So, I...
Tell the Azaketti.
I only translate. I don't speak it.
No, you do. Speak it. It goes both ways.
Oh, you speak it.
Han never spoke what Chewie spoke. He only translated. That was the agreement.
But you're not Han and Chewie, are you?
The Azaketti look at you very confused and go...
Actually good.
That was amazing.
It was good.
They both nod and immediately get to positions. Okay, so
what positions did I tell them to get into?
I don't know. It was like, go jack off in your rooms.
It's the king position.
All right, I've been working on a brand new type of combat. I know Pathfinder has some ship combat in it, but yeah. I decided to make my own. I hope it doesn't suck.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell. Okay, so I messaged you guys on Discord. Here's what's happening. So, for a round, you four will each get to make an action, a single check to operate the ship. Here are your options. You can adjust the rigging. You're going to use acrobatics to climb up and adjust the sails. At the end of every turn, your ship moves 0 to 3 spaces. If you succeed a rigging check, you get to choose how many spaces it goes. So you're adjusting the new speed. You can paddle. You do an athletics check at the paddles, and you can move 1 or 2 spaces immediately if you succeed. So that's immediate speed boost if you're paddling.
What was the rigging check skill?
Acrobatics.
Okay, thanks.
This is all on Discord as well. I put it in the rules channel.
Oh, okay.
I see it.
steer. None of these were exactly, but I'm trying to look at the core skills that you know feed into these skills. So steer, if you're using survival or thievery. Survival, I'm thinking like navigation and stuff. And thievery is a dex-based skill. So steer, you can use survival or thievery to turn the ship in any direction. Firing, you have two options of firing. There's the ballistas at the side of your ship. They will only shoot broadside, so it's only going to shoot the direction that your face, that side is facing. We're using a hex-based map, so you think of the V going out from the side of the ship. That's the only direction each ballista will shoot. The front and rear have a much less powerful gun, but it can shoot omnidirectional. Okay? Yep. And the last thing is loading. Every time you fire one of the big ballistas... you will need to reload it. That's crafting or engineering lore. Oh, sorry. There's one more thing. Aiming. Alistair, you're the only one that can help aid with aiming.
So if I went up to Bash, let's just say, and decided to aid him in aiming, what would that do?
You're rolling a lore warfare
yep.
on a DC 15 check.
Yep.
If you succeed, Bash's firing action gets another plus two to hit. And if the hit succeeds, another 1d8 precision damage.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, and then loading is crafting and engineering lore. If your ship needs repaired, you can do crafting or guild lore at a DC 20. That's restore 2d6 or 4d6 on a crit. There's fumble effects in there. If you guys want to look at them, we'll come to those.
I see that.
To fire, it's the same as if you had a ranged weapon. So your dex plus your level plus 2. If you're trained in firing martial weapons. Everybody good with that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I will say the ship you see, bone and steel, you get the inference that it's bulkier and heftier, maybe less mobile, but more robust.
Tankier. Yeah. Sturdy.
Yes. Than yours. Because of your perception, I will let you guys go first. So four actions.
All right. Bash is at the... ballista, right?
I believe so.
Well, Alistair's going to go up to Bash and aid in his aiming. Go, Bash. More to the right. More to the right.
Bash closes one eye as he moves.
And you said it's lore warfare, DC 15?
Yep.
That is exactly a 15.
All right. So, Bash, you get a plus two on your two hit. It's the same thing as a bow attack for your two hit.
So, like, I get plus 9, plus 2, plus 11?
Yes. Okay. Oh, the ships have AC, though, so it's not a DC 15 anymore for firing.
Right.
I rolled a 16 plus 9, so 25 plus the 2, 27.
Yep.
That is a hit. So you're going to roll 4d8 because you're aided.
Can we see who's on the boat? It's not that close.
Not yet. It's a little too far.
Okay. And it's like misty?
Yep.
Just use those.
You took mine out of there.
Yeah. We're not trusting your dice anymore.
Is this 48. Like our adventure race, Adam? Is it that level of mist?
Well, there's one.
Yes. Oh, that was awesome.
Damn. 5, 6, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Just keep them.
14 damage. Okay. And so that, the left side... The larboard side of the ship is now empty. There's larboard. No gun. There's no gun in it. All right. What are the other two of you do?
I'm gonna climb up and do the rigging.
Okay.
Try to get us some movement.
Oh. Okay.
Jordan accidentally dropped his dice into his drink.
It's amazing.
Oh. 26.
26. Ooh. Okay, that's a success. So you choose, you're adjusting the sails to choose the speed. How fast do you want to go at the end of the group's turn? Zero okay. to three spaces.
Okay.
I can do this.
Do I decide now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm. I mean, three spaces.
Three spaces. Okay, you're booking.
Absolutely.
All right, Mel, what are you doing?
I'm going to steer us since Tal got us to move. So that's a thievery, correct?
Survival or thievery. Okay. Whichever is higher.
Oh, okay, both the same. That is a 13.
That's a fail. Oof. So you stay the same direction.
Okay.
So you go three spaces.
One, two, three.
All right. And then this other ship will go. They are going to steer. Oh, and they turn their ship. And then they're going to have to paddle.
Fools.
And then they're going to fire.
Oh.
Oh, and that is a hit. Your ship's AC is 17. Okay.
I see that.
So when they hit, I will have you roll a luck roll. The lowest number is going to roll a basic reflex save against the damage.
Because a luck roll, 1d20 is a luck roll?
No, do d100.
D100, oh. Baby. How do I D-best?
I don't know how to do that on the app.
You can do it.
93.
Well, just pick up your d100s then.
Roll I will.
Over there.
I don't like to actually roll.
61.
81.
That's
you then.
Was anyone within 10 of you?
No.
No.
Okay, basic reflex save.
Which is a...
Just d20.
Your d20 plus your reflex bonus.
Okay.
You took 16 damage.
Oof, out of 50.
So, 13.
13 is a fail, so you'll take Bash personally. So the ship took 16 damage and Bash personally. What happened was this molten... ball of lava flying at your ship.
They got hot shots?
Yes. Lands near Bash.
You don't get that in Age of Empires until level 4.
And near Bash's feet, takes a chunk out of the ship and grazes Bash's leg, does a decent amount of damage. Bash starts bleeding.
All right.
How much damage?
The same, 16.
Wow.
Took out your leg, bro.
So aiding him takes how many actions for me? Two?
So everybody gets one action a round.
Oh, okay.
Each round is like a minute.
No, that's fine.
I'm thinking. I'm not counting this exactly.
I'm trying to figure out whether I can do battle medicine and aid him or whether I have to choose.
I would say you have to choose.
Okay, that's fine. 16, and he's got how many hit points do you have total? I would know that. I've treated you twice now.
Less than half.
No, I'm saying, like, how many do you have, like, as a max?
I have 52. Okay. Total.
Also, you're not restricted to what's on this list. If you guys want to get creative about other actions, like, let me know.
All right. So are we back to the top now?
Yep.
So it's me slash Bash. All right. I'd say, Bash, keep us steady. Keep us steady. And I'd do the aid to his aiming again with my warfare lore. Oh, wait, he didn't add the D8 precision last time, did
he?
Yes,
I did.
Oh, did you?
I rolled 4, and a hit is 3 D8.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
that's
okay.
Right. Yep.
That's perfect, then. Okay. That is a 28 to aid.
That's a six.
Oh, no, sorry. 24.
That's a success.
Okay. Keep us steady. Keep us steady.
So now I fire.
I assume.
Yes.
It's not loaded. That side of the ship is not loaded.
Oh, shit.
We have to load.
You fired it last round.
We have to take a turn to reload?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
The side guns are a reload of one.
My character would have known that. I didn't. So could I take this turn to battle medicine him?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'll reroll, just to be fair. Oh, nat 20.
Wow.
Can I do a 48? Based on a critical success?
Yes. To heal him, yeah.
I heal you to full.
Really?
Well, yeah. That was like 20 healing.
That's not full.
Oh. Well.
But do I get 20 healing?
That was definitely 20 or more. I fucked it up because I picked up the dice, but...
Just do 20.
I will do 20. Because I wasn't full before that.
Okay, so you spend this round reloading, basically, I guess.
So do I have to roll to reload?
Yeah, crafting or engineering.
DC 15.
Crafting, yes. Ending, wait, ENG lore? What's that?
Engineering.
Oh, engineering.
We have nobody
with
that.
English lore?
How many spaces does the boat move if nobody does the rigging thing?
Okay. It'll still move three. So you've set the sails. The boat's going to keep moving three.
I don't have to do it every turn. Oh, okay.
Right.
So it's pretty.
You do it to adjust it.
So I rolled 25 crafting to reload. Is that a crit? So, well, does it matter?
You reloaded it great.
You did a good job, bruh.
Good job. Yeah.
I need you to tell Bash good job.
The Azarketti go. And
they do. Yeah, what the fuck are those guys doing?
And
this
Mel
whole time?
Says, good job.
They do like spirit.
Although we did kind of coerce Adam into bringing them along, so I don't blame him for not bringing them into battle.
Is that the actual distance mechanically that you're having the two boats there?
Yes.
So it's 10 foot of hex.
I know.
Okay.
Nut sack and ball sack.
Do our companions have names, Adam?
They do, actually.
See, you did think of everything. Except for one thing.
It's Aquato and Podunk.
Oh, very good. I didn't know if Mel would have to tell us.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It should have been.
that's Aquato.
Podunk.
All right, who else is going?
Mel. Sunfire. Sunfire him.
I'm sure he can. That thing's range is a million.
120
yeah.
feet.
Yeah, he's definitely got 120 feet there. He's got 60 feet, honestly.
Yeah, how far are they? 70?
60 to 70, yeah.
60, 70, okay. Ships are broadside. They're ready to mess each other up.
Sink their ship. Sink their ship.
So, okay, just real quick. Does it count? It says creature.
We can't see what's on
what is it?
If I was to do that inner radiance torrent, like Tal is asking me to do.
What's the spell do?
It's like the.
Like, what is practically happening in the world when you cast it?
Oh, it's basically like a beam of light.
Yeah,
that like burns.
He's basically creating a ball of force damage that he is then projecting out in a beam of massive damage.
What is the damage type say? Does it say force or light?
Force, light.
Light. It's like a sunburn. It's just a ridiculous light power.
It's both force and light.
Okay,
force and light?
I'll tell you this. It's not going to do nothing. There are creatures on the ship that you can see.
I was going to wonder if we could, like, perceive that, like, specific individuals on the ship.
You can roll perception for sure. Yeah.
Like, on my turn?
Yes. Okay. Who has gone so far this turn? Alistair reloaded, correctly?
No, I reloaded.
I battle medicined.
Oh, that's
Bash.
Right. That's all that happened. Bash, did you
reloaded.
Successfully reload?
Yes.
I see.
Okay.
Yeah, very nicely, thank you.
Yes. So the larboard side is now reloaded. Tal and Mel, you both have an action.
I'm waiting on Mel.
Okay.
I want to see what he does.
I mean, I was going to just fire that thing, but...
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Literally, it would be like holding up a giant magnifying glass to the wooden hull of this boat.
It's a bone hole, though.
A bunghole?
Not a bunghole.
It's bone and metal. It's not.
Bone
there's no wood.
And metal,
there's no wood on this boat.
Oh, it's a bone boat.
Yeah.
Does that float?
It must. They're hollow.
Bone's pretty dense.
Bone and metal.
Bone and metal, yeah.
All right.
That's all you... That's
concrete,
all.
Concrete boats float, so I guess that's fair.
That's all you've seen. I mean,
you just gotta make it wider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the Navy ships are metal.
Yeah, that's true.
That's all you've seen so far without a perception roll.
Okay.
Fuck him up.
Mel just goes over to that side of the boat.
That's it, Mel. That's it,
and
Mel.
And just like starts to concentrate really hard, and his hands start glowing white, and just blasts this beam of light at their boat.
Ho 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 ho!
that's it, my friend!
Alistair's looking at this and just going, how long can he do this? Like, this is unsustainable.
We're traveling with a god!
And it's 4d4. So I'll just do 2 and then 2.
Alright.
4 and 7.
Does this hit automatically?
And 7, so 11 total?
Wait.
No, 7 total.
Was there no save on this?
Oh, it's a basic reflex save.
I don't think boats have reflexes.
Well, the creatures would.
Yeah. Well, but boats move so slow, it'd be like DC 5.
Well,
or
they
DC
might be able to,
or DC 18.
They might be able to like dodge to the other side of the boat.
Right? I've accounted for both the ship itself and the creatures on board.
Okay.
All right. What does Tal do?
Oh, okay. I want to steer.
Oh, I'm still concentrating and focusing.
Okay. I'm good with that.
See a new
there is a loaded around. Ballista. You're just going to steer?
No, I want to steer.
Okay.
So I'm going to use thievery, right? Or what's my survival? Thievery.
Steer us true. Don't steer us off the course.
19.
19 is a success.
Okay. I want to steer towards the other boat.
Not too much. Oh, yes. No.
Well, not directly. Like, yeah, like that, because we're going to keep moving forward 3. Perfect.
All right. They are going to what are they going to do? They're going to reload. They successfully reload. They're going to steer. They successfully steer. And they're going to paddle. You notice they don't have any sails. They're only moving by paddling. Okay, so they have just moved out of the range of your side ballista. You can only get them from the front unless you paddle and move into range. You're up.
Well, Bash and I will delay, I believe.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
Hold on. Before you do that, Mel is sitting there concentrating, and I guess you guys are looking at him to see what he's going to do next.
Well, no, we're waiting for Captain Nephilim over here to get us to get.
It doesn't
range.
Matter which order you four act.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. Well, you said our ballista's out of range.
Your ballista's out of range, but you four can act in any order, any turn. You're working together on the ship. The ship is moving,
and
as
we don't move our 3 spaces until after we've all gone.
Yeah, but you can paddle. You can do a speed check to move with athletics to move the ship faster right now.
The paddle is in addition to the movement that'll happen after.
Well, then yeah. I guess as Alistair, I would paddle.
All right.
To get Bash in range.
The Azarkadi have gone below deck. They're kind of freaked out by the combat.
That's fair.
Once the lava ball hit the ship, they're...
Mel, how do you say deck. Pussies in Azarkadi?
23 to go 1 or 2 spaces.
All right, you get to pick 1 or 2.
Well, what would get us in range?
2 would.
Okay, 2.
At this range, can we see the actual creatures? Can we see their silhouettes at least?
You could see, like, if you succeed a check, I will give you information. Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm just, can I see them?
You are super close. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 feet. Yeah, you can see enough to see. Okay, they don't have sails. They've got this lava launcher on the ship. They all look to be, Duergar.
No, motherfuckers.
Those darn Duergar.
How many more can we torture?
They're after the hammer.
No.
All right, who's acted this round?
Well,
Mark told me to fire.
He fired.
So you're the only one that's acted, right?
I athletically paddle us closer, yes.
Okay.
How many Duergar?
Doesn't matter if we sink them.
Yeah.
Well, I need to know. How many?
Let's say there's 10 total.
Oh, yeah.
Brutal. Okay.
So I fired, and... let it be known I used the app and I rolled a 1.
He sinks our ship.
No, it says ballista breaks. It says fumble ballista breaks. Craft of guild lore to repair.
Sorry, it should be craft or guild lore.
That's this guy.
Well, but I'm holding on to a handful of lightning right now.
Well, you know, you need to shoot yours and then you should dispense your load.
Okay, then, so the ballista, the ballista is still loaded on the other side of the ship. You've only shot the larboard side.
Yeah, I know.
You've only shot the port side. The starboard side is still loaded, so you could steer and fire if you had extra actions.
Yeah.
The port side ballista is broken. Somebody needs to craft using an action to fix it.
Right. Okay.
Quick question. That might be annoying to you.
Yes.
What is the bulk of one of these ballistas? Just the bolt, just the thing that fires out?
Oh. I don't know in specific numbers.
I'm wondering if I can shoot it with my telekinetic projectile.
Most
spell.
Likely not.
What's the telekinetic projectile
what's the,
spell
what's
say?
The max on it?
One bulk or less.
No, definitely. It'll be more than that.
What's one? I don't know what one.
One bulk
means.
Is like 1 pound, I think.
Okay, yeah, these are pretty big. I mean,
like a weapon is usually.
I would guess
right,
one
like
bulk is
like
more.
A scimitar, but these are ballistas. They're like siege weapons. They're going to be much bigger, I would think.
Yeah, but it's just the bolt.
Yeah, I would say the size of this. I'll let you decide, but it's the size of this table. It's maybe 2 or 3 inches around in metal.
I would think it'd be
yeah,
like
yeah, that'd be bigger.
Yeah, I think it'd be like a 6-inch by 8-foot pole.
Yes.
So it'd be like significantly bigger than a scimitar or something.
Would there be anything else on this boat that I could throw?
I mean, there's barrels, there's
crates
chains, there's all sorts
there's
of
like. Azarketti.
Yeah. Fishing line. There's nets.
Yeah, all right. Let's launch 2 Azarketti at them.
I mean, each Azarketti has a trident.
I'm not gonna throw their
tell
stuff.
Tell them, Ara, like
I do
like,
want to throw
oh,
like
we
a,
did everything we could.
I do want to throw like a crate or something.
Okay,
something
like Trundle.
Absolutely. So yeah, I'm gonna cast that spell. Ooh, 17.
17 is a miss.
All right.
Drops into the ocean.
Yeah, just past the ship.
Fuck.
Mel? All
right. Mel's been just concentrating on his spell, and he's going to let loose another stream of energy. And this one's 8d4. And there's no reflex save this time. Mm. All right, so I'm just going to do the...
Here. We'll speed things up a bit, maybe.
Has anyone else got one? Or...
Here, got any of the
d4?
Probably doesn't speed it up at this point, but I can just do this twice.
You got 6.
It's more fun to roll them all at once.
Let's see, 3, 5, and 6. And another 3, 7, 10, and 14. So 20 damage.
20
Ooh!
Damage.
So. This spell, you can keep going as long as you want. It keeps going up in damage. Thanks,
sure.
No, you can do 2 rounds.
You have rounds. You have to concentrate on it for a round.
You see the spell break a hole in the side of the ship. You hear some screaming from the Duergar. They're not doing well, gang.
Are they taking on water?
They might be, yeah. You hear shouting now. Zazaza!
I don't speak that language.
I love their German, honestly.
They would be.
Oh, I'm getting a cramp in my.
They got 26 for fire. Your AC is a 17.
Ooh, no crit. They crushed us.
They must have higher AC than ours.
They do have a higher AC than you.
I guess it's a metal boat.
It's a bone metal boat. All
right, everybody give me a luck roll.
Oh, baby.
Which is D100?
Yep.
Oh, shit. God damn, both rolled off.
70.
72.
55. 13.
All right, Mel, give me a basic reflex save.
Okay.
You got this, Mel. You got it. Come on.
Oh, wait.
18.
Yes! Maybe.
I I realized that's not a 7, it's a 1. I had a 10.
Oh my god.
You get a basic reflex save too.
Okay.
Anybody within 10 of the lowest. What'd you roll, Mel, for on your
D100? 7 or 13.
13, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You both, because you're standing too close to each other, you both get hit with this basic reflex save. The damage the boat takes is 22. Mel, you take half of that, you take 11.
Oh, there it is. 15 reflex save.
15, that's a fail. You take all 22 damage.
Is this fire damage, though?
Yes, it would be.
Okay, I have a reaction spell called Eat Fire that I'm going to cast right now.
That's awesome.
And
sounds like a troll.
It says, you consume and ingest the fire, making it less harmful to you. You gain resistance to 5 fire damage until the end of the round. And so that would, I guess I would just reduce my damage by 5.
Yeah.
During the remaining duration of the spell, I can use the belch smoke action, which allows me to exhale. And there's a separate action here called belch smoke that I can use. Okay, yeah, I know. I don't have that yet, so okay.
All right, they got one more action. They're going to try and turn their boat. Ooh, and they fail. They don't even move at all.
So it was 22, so I take 17 damage?
Minus yes, five, correct. Yeah. Yep. Okay. What do you guys do?
Mel, we need help in the ballista.
All right, I run over there and I... crafting, right?
Yes. Or guild lore. I think they're the same for you, right?
Yes, they are. All right. 27.
Nice!
27. The thing is repaired.
Nice!
Run over there.
All right, it's repaired.
Craft the shit out of it, and it's ready to go again.
Fucking repairs the shit out of that fucking thing.
The way Bash loaded it last time, splintered one of the arms of it, and you've... through some crafty woodwork.
Alistair
weaved a branch in there to stabilize it.
Alistair hides his frustration and just goes, Bash, careful this time. This is for all the beans, you understand?
Tal's sitting there just shaking his head.
No, I'm patting my leg because it's on fire.
So you're not doing anything yet?
No, I will aid you. I will aid you.
It's still unloaded.
Oh, so we need someone to load it.
Okay, so then I will, then I have a different thing going on.
Tal, can you load?
That is thievery, right?
No, crafting or engineering,
yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Tal, load the ballista!
Well, I'm thinking, okay, just in player here, I'm thinking about using my belch smoke that I inhaled because it says that I think it would conceal our entire boat in a smoke cloud.
I mean, I can load it. My crafting's not bad.
Right, but we don't want to waste a round loading it if we could fire it in the same round.
Actually, that might
but what are you doing? Can't we fire it?
The wind might put us away.
I could load it, technically. It's crafting to load it.
Or engineering.
I don't have great... my crafting's not bad. I could load it. So, yeah, I'll load it. I'll just do that.
Got a hot rocks if you need it.
That's not going to work. That's a crack die. Oh, yeah. 24 to load.
All right, it's reloaded.
Fire! Fire bash!
He's going to...
Oh, my gosh.
25.
25! Hey! That's a hit.
By the way, we were all waiting with bated breath as he hit his artificial dice roller with his finger. It's
3d8.
3d8?
Do you need them?
No, I'm going to use this thing.
He's giving up on actual dice.
Dude.
The first app roll was an 8. Plus 6. Plus
14.
Plus 1. 15.
15.
Do we get precision? I forget.
No, you don't. 15 damage?
No, because I didn't aid. 15
damage,
yeah.
15 damage.
15 damage. That shot sinks it.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah!
Have fun in Davy Jones' locker, bitches!
Goes yeah, right, Dwager slavers!
It goes right in between a joint between the it's bone Dwager, and the metal.
By the way.
What'd I say?
Dwager.
Snaps the boat in half, and they all start screaming.
It's like Das Boot.
Yes.
Bash says, die, Nazis.
It's Das Boot / U571.
Wait, now he's against Nazis? Earlier he was feeling pretty comfortable.
I don't understand how you got that impression when I wanted to just gag one and do the right thing.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
No, I wanted to use her.
Mel, roll a will save.
Oh,
26.
Oh, God.
Dude, you are firing.
His will has to be the highest.
It's 10.
Oh, my God. It's a huge will save.
That is a huge will save. All right.
That's why Clam gave it to me.
That's right.
Clam,
he was thinking.
Clam had one, like, bright, shining point
like
of wisdom.
Moment of clarity.
And it was just like, cleric, take this.
Yeah.
The Dwager boat.
Harsh.
Dwager?
Okay, hold on.
Is sinking. You can see the little dwarven arms struggling against the ocean waters.
And we laugh at their misfortune.
And, yeah, what do you guys do? You sail away?
Yes.
What were those guys after us?
Bash grabs his crotch at him as he's going
past.
Anyone want to fill me in here?
No, they're slavers at the island we just came from, the Dwager. They're
trying to enslave us? What's going on?
Well, unclear, but they definitely work for the malevolent forces against us.
Yeah, we set almost all of their slaves free. I'm sure they're not happy with us.
Was one of them the children that Clam was... child that Clam was interested in?
Well, Clam was one of their subjects at one point.
Oh, dear. So many good stories I missed out on.
Getting drunk isn't all it seems up to be.
It was a good time.
Yeah, fine.
Got a lot of gold from some nincompoops.
What about Nimrods? You got any Nimrods in there?
They're all Nimrods.
Yeah, I don't think we saved them.
No.
They attacked us.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, no.
Ask the Ezraketti. What do they think?
They're still down. They're still down below. No, they haven't come back up yet.
Yeah, he's talking to them.
Jeff's got to go get them.
They're talking to each other.
Yeah, hold on. They're talking. This is a game of chicken we're playing right now. Just metagaming. This is a game of chicken. Before one of them interprets the other one.
Adam, why'd you take your shirt off?
I'm chopping off Phyllis's head with a chainsaw.
They come up and see everything's okay, and we're sailing on.
And they think we should let the Dwager drown?
Yeah, they're not fans of them.
Fair.
All right, and where are you headed?
I take the compass out and see which way it's pointing, and we follow that direction.
All right.
Everyone's cool with that.
I love it.
Due west.
Tal gets back to work, puts his tail in the water, starts directing the boat.
I've told you, for the last time, take your fucking tail out the water.
Easy. It feels nice. You don't understand, you tailless creatures with your fused tail bones. Let me get back into the seat here.
Do you understand physics at all?
How do you even balance?
It's with like my arms. You fucking Philistine.
That's a great comeback.
That's a great comeback. All right, I'm going to say... you know, you were attacked pretty close to the mythical island. This new island is about a day's sail, so you guys get a night's rest. And then you come up on the shore of this island, absolutely desolate. Completely windswept. There's no sun anywhere to be seen. Go ahead.
Are we getting a rest? Like a healing
he
rest?
He said,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do it.
Yeah, full day. Night's rest.
All right.
Sorry. It should be morning. There's no sun to be seen. Completely.
Who here needs healing still? After a rest.
Well, I can heal myself, but...
Well, yeah, but you shouldn't have to burn spells.
Well, I could do it before we went overnight.
We'll do it then.
Okay.
Who else needs healing before?
Bash starts rubbing his side that's been burnt.
Bash, you probably need it more than I do, right?
I pass the healing check. I assume we have an hour to spend.
Oh, yeah.
That is 12, 15, 16 healing.
Yay. After getting eaten by that Leviathan, Bash is feeling great.
Are you back to full health?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Bash actually starts rubbing his nipples because he's so happy.
Bash, would you quit fucking doing that? I told you. It
makes people feel uncomfortable.
It makes people feel weird.
Mel, I gotta tell you, this mud man is not making a good impression on me.
All right, we're going on letter B.
At least he knows the letter A now.
No, hold on. We're working on B today.
Howling. B for boat.
You won't get that. I'm about to go in that compass. Right. I would rather be there than here. I understand.
Now, hold on.
What the gnomes were doing here, Clam and Tipsy.
Hold on for a moment.
They're the smart ones.
That's a bit extreme.
What the hell are you guys doing hanging around with this mud creature?
He's got more in him than he lets on.
That's what you keep saying. Remains to be seen.
Well,
who soaked the boat?
Hold on.
I go downstairs.
You do not realize what kind of upgrade that is. He's putting together sentences. Before, it was just trying to tame animals that he had no business trying to train.
This is worse than I thought. Man has no frontal lobe.
He may have sustained damage, yes. Yeah. Why do you keep calling these gnomes man?
It's a general term that I use for all male races.
Offensive. Racist.
All right. So we make it up to the island. Wait, what happened here?
I just like you're like walking right over that. You're like, I'm not even going to respond.
All right. I don't have anything to say to it.
All right. Make it up to the island. Completely windswept. The sun is completely gone. You feel like it should be there, and it's not.
Okay.
Gray skies everywhere. This island is surprisingly small. Not a tree on the island. And you can see some supernatural fires lit. And as you get off your boats, do you get off your boats?
Guess we have to, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see an option otherwise.
What do we mean by supernatural fires? Like, how we can tell immediately they're supernatural fires? They're different color or what?
Maybe it's not burning wood.
Yeah.
Well, it's close. Like, we can see what the source is.
Yeah. It's like lava spurting.
Lava?
From the island, yeah.
Whoa, there's volcanoes here.
This is Moana.
I am Moana.
I don't think that's part of the song.
Yeah. No, it's like Wrecking Ball from Miley Cyrus.
Doesn't she say,
like,
I'm a Moana?
I'm a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
That's how the song goes, right?
We should all sing more, I think, is the point here.
Yeah. We should all be bards. I thought we were at one point.
Yeah, we are.
And Clam looks down. Clam. I keep saying Clam. Clam is...
I was excited for a second.
Long gone. Mel looks down and sees the exact pattern of stones he recognizes from the ritual in the Dark Mage's lab. And we will see you next week.
No!
I'm ready.